Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to 1 Chronicles chapter 25. First Chronicles, chapter 25, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, and Joseph, and Nethaniah, and Asarela, the sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, and Zeri, and Jeshiah, and Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Haman, the sons of Haman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedalti, Romanti Ezer, Josh Bekashah, Maloti, Hotir, and Mahaziot. All these were the sons of Haman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hands of their father for song in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, psalteries, and harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Haman. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 288. And they cast lots, ward against ward, as well the small as the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Joseph, to the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12. The third to Zakur, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fourth to Izri, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The sixth to Bukiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The seventh to Jesharela, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The tenth to Shimei, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 11th to Azareel, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 13th to Shubael, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 14th to Mattathiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 16th to Hananiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 17th to Joshbekashah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 18th to Hanani, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 19th to Maloti, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 20th to Eliatha, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 1 and 20th to Hotir, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 2 and 20th to Gedalti, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 3 and 20th to Mahaziot, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 4 and 20th to Romanti Ezer, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Mr. Pastor Riddell, this book of First Chronicles is so full of these numbers and so on. How do we make sense of it all? All these names, how do we get all of that? Well, hopefully, like 24, chapter 25 here has something very interesting to teach us here. So let's begin with what we're talking about. Who are the men that are mentioned at the beginning of the chapter? What do they do? They were appointed by David over the music service of the temple once it was settled and the Levites were no longer carrying the ark. They then carried the tune. You remember, we've used that metaphor and talked about that before. Okay, so they got a new job assignment because their job assignment before was to do what? Remember? Pack up all the stuff after the priests had covered the most holy things, then pack it all up, cart it up, take it apart, get it ready to move, and then carry it from one place to the next. That was their job. That's what the Lord gave them to do under the hand of Moses. And that, anytime the Ark of God moved around, that's what the Levites did. All the way up until the time of David. But in the time of David, there was a change because the Ark came to rest. The temple was about to be built. And so all those Levites then were left without anything to do in the service of the Lord. And so they began to do other things that pertained to that which was around the sacrifices and that which was pertinent to the music of the temple. And so we heard the number 288, right? How do you get to 288? Well, you can get there a lot of ways. You can factor that a lot of ways. Can I factor it this way? 24 times 12. And the reason I want to factor it that way is because that's how it's factored here in 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Now, can I make an association with the last chapter? What did we hear about the last chapter? That there were 24 courses of priests that came to the temple 1 week out of every year, twice a week. They would do that, right? 1 week, then 6 months later, 1 week. And they did everything that pertained to all of the sacrifices, the daily sacrifices, the Sabbath sacrifices. If they were serving during the week when there was a special ceremony that God had commanded, the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Passover, the blowing of trumpets, first fruits, whatever that was, then they would preside over that. That was their job for that week. And then they would go home, tend their herds and flocks and so on. And then 6 months later, they would come back again for a week. Okay? So there were 24 courses of sacrificing priests. Did you notice also? There are 24 courses of musical priests. What does that tell us? It tells us that they ministered in the same way that those other men ministered. 24 courses of a choir and an orchestra that were in Jerusalem 1 week at a time for 2 weeks out of the year, that they had their own 24 courses as the ministering orchestra, if you will, that accompanied those sacrifices. Such that when the Old Testament religion in those sacrifices ceased, so did the 24 courses of priests and the 24 courses of the choir and the orchestra. Pretty simple, right? Once you observe it, once you actually read through and understand what's being said here, there were 288 of them because there was 24 courses and 12 in each one of those courses that they should come and do the singing and the playing of the instruments that David had commanded. So we are often assailed as exclusive psalmists because we do not have a choir. Well, choirs are commanded. Look right there in 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Instruments are commanded. Look right there in 1 Chronicles chapter 25. But what is also commanded with that? There are 24 courses of them that corresponded to the 24 courses of ministering priests. So for the same reason that we don't bring goats to church and cut their throats, right? Children, here's how you remember this. We don't bring goats and cut their throats. Neither do we bring instruments and choirs to church. Right? Okay. Thus ends the reading then of 1 Chronicles chapter 25.